is there a contamination issue that DPW is concerned about, and how serious is it?
There is not an ongoing contamination issue. What we found was in samples in one area up in the Lutherville sampling station, there was a very slightly elevated level of haloacetic acids, which are referred to as HAA5. This was in the September sampling period. The year ended September of 2013. This is not considered an ongoing emergency. This is not considered an emergency, but it is important that we notify the customers in that area, and we decided to let all of our customers know with this press release that there was this slightly elevated level and the steps we are taking to make sure that does not continue.
Are there any health threats to this long term, or is this or is there any reason that you need to take any kind of steps to correct it?
The EPA tells us that over a long term exposure to this chemical, it may increase risk of cancer. This has not been a long-term exposure. It has, in fact, been reduced to below the legal threshold, and there is nothing that people need to do on their end to make sure that the water is safe. The water is safe when it leaves our plant and when it arrives at people's taps. So on an ongoing basis, what DPW is doing is we are mixing the water better as it leaves our plants. We are replacing older pipes where the water might sit. We're installing covered finished water reservoirs to make sure that the finished water is protected as it goes out into the system. So, again, this is not an ongoing problem. It's not an emergency, and we just want to let people know that the threshold was exceeded back in September by just 2 parts per billion.
Should people be concerned about this in any way?
We don't think it's a matter of a cause for concern. We do take it seriously, and we are working to make sure that this does not repeat itself. But in terms of ongoing health risks, no. Generally speaking, we don't think that this is an ongoing health concern. The EPA tells us the steps we need to take in instances like this. And that's what we're doing. We are going to directly notify the people in the one area where the level was elevated. But we're very proud of our water. We are recognized for the water quality that our customers expect from us every day.
And this is a limited area where this it was involved in the Lutherville area, I think you said. And do you have any number of customers affected by that offhand?
We have a rough number of about 88,000 people who may have been exposed to this water.